on a Friday morning. That's Jess Glynn on Radio Life and Style. And if you're just tuning in, welcome to the show. Welcome to the morning. You're with Mike in the morning. And right now, launching into our first local interview of the Friday and giving you a preview of an event that's coming your way on the 28th of March, just over 2 weeks to go. It'll be a Saturday, and it's going to be a walk to remember, and kind of tying in with that song, Hold My Hand. If you've got a little one in your life, or more than one, this walk, the Wren Walk, as it's called, is going to be something quite special. Kids are at the heart of it, and it's designed to be child-led, which is interesting, and something that I want to find out more about. So, well, I'm going to be introducing you now to my special guest, Lanes Matsouris, the co-founder of the Rebello Effect, the organizing party behind the Wren Walk, and to find out what it's all about, why you should be there, and why you should be bringing your kids along. Well, Lanes, welcome to Radio Life and Style. Great to have you on a Friday morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. So, thank you so much for having me here.
Really, really excited to find out more about the cause. But first, let's put a spotlight on the Rebello Effect, T-R-E.
Yes.
What is it, and what inspired it to begin?
So, Trey, the Rebello Effect is a non-profit movement supported by a creative collective. Built around raising awareness about real-world issues and supporting vetted organizations that protect vulnerable people.
Wow. So quite a big scope of focus there, and
yes.
A noble cause. But in order to start moving the needle and making an impact, you've got mission one, if you want to call it that, which is... This thing, Remember Every Name, R-E-N, Wren. What is Wren?
Okay, so before we start with that, it's important to note that it was founded by U.S. Army paratrooper Chris Rebello, Sergeant Chris Rebello. And Chris brings lived experience from his years of service, including his deployment during the Afghan war in 2019 and 2020.
Okay, so it's an international effort.
Yes,
it's not just a homegrown thing.
No, we're starting here and then we're going all over global, and then we are going to be opening our first Trey studio. We're opening here in Belize.
Really?
Yes, which will be all about community. It's all community driven and supported, and then our second one will be opening in the States. So what is Mission One, Wren? Remember Every Name. One child plus Wren equals children. That's where we got
there
that go. From.
Children, yes.
Yes. Wren is the first mission in the Rebello Effect. We have two that are active at the moment. A third one on the way, which we're launching next week.
Wow. Things are moving, hey?
Yes. The idea is simple. Every child has a name, a life, and a future. They are not statistics. And Wren focuses on raising awareness around the dangers children face today and encouraging communities to take an active role in protecting them.
So, you know, when you talk about it in terms like that, it sounds quite impressive. But when you try and make it relevant and applicable and real to our lived experience, I suppose that's where the walk is. It sort of takes it out of your head and makes it a physical thing, and really underscoring all of this, there's this sense that we get of a global pervasive problem. Child trafficking is the scourge that I think most people don't realize just how much of a reality it is, even in our community.
Exactly. And if you are on socials, you'll be seeing exactly how huge of a problem it is. Definitely, we need to all stand together as communities.
And walk together.
And walk together to protect our children.
So let's talk about the walk, the Wren Walk, taking place here in Belito, 28th of March.
Yes.
What is the deal?
So the Wren Walk is the first public event for our Remember Every Name mission. Like you said, on the 28th of March, Belito families, schools, and communities, community members will come together to stand for the protection of children and raise awareness around dangers they face. The walk will begin and end at Concha Cafe. creating a safe, family-friendly gathering point for the community. And what makes the walk special is that it is child-led.
I wanted to ask you about that, because I saw that, and it's kind of a point of difference. Why is that important?
Because there's nothing more powerful than children standing up for children.
Wow.
That is, like, at its core. I don't feel that that is something that has been explored yet, and I think that, yes, children standing up for children is incredibly powerful in itself. Too often, when people talk about issues affecting children, they become statistics or conversations between adults, and we wanted to change that.
I think you're onto something here, and what you say is so true. Children standing up for children, often it's kids who pick up on something within their peer group that's going on, and you know, are able to raise an alarm before even adults get involved or are aware that there's an issue.
Yes.
How can the Balito community, I'm talking about schools, families, places of worship, how can they get involved and support this?
So people can register for the Ren Walk through the online landing page, which Life and Style Radio will share on their website later today, this morning. And for our first walk, we have a registration cap of 500 participants. And the first 500 adults and children who register online will receive an official Ren Walk t-shirt. Once that cap is reached, people can still join the walk. It simply means the shirts will be limited. We will also have a scan-and-go or tap-and-go option available for everyone to participate in the walk. Children under 12 are free to walk, definitely, and we definitely want to get schools involved into this whole thing and have them lead the walk.
Okay, so Saturday the 28th of March is the date.
Yes.
And then looking at some of the organizations that you are backing, that you are partnering and walking alongside, so to speak, why is it important to support vetted organizations like Lantern Rescue that are actively working to combat child trafficking?
Okay, so one of our core beliefs at Trey is that we are not trying to reinvent the wheel. There are already organizations doing incredible work on the front lines. We're just here basically to amplify what they do. And one of the organizations, like you mentioned, Lantern Rescue, who we proudly consider a founding pillar of our mission, Lantern Rescue works globally to liberate victims of human trafficking and sexual exploitation, and currently operates in 16 countries with a presence in Cape Town and plans to expand further in South Africa. Sure. Last year alone, their teams helped liberate over 1,000 victims, many of them children.
Wow, and those are the verified stats.
Yes.
That's amazing. What's the long-term vision for Ren and future walks?
So the long-term vision is to grow the Ren Walk into something that expands beyond Balito. We plan to take the walk across South Africa, including Durban, Cape Town, and Joburg, and eventually internationally. These walks will build toward our Trey Fest, which is on February the 8th, 2027, a global music event led by child DJs from around the world and supported by adult DJs, all standing together against child and human trafficking. Now, what makes this really special on that date is that that specific date is the International Day of Prayer for Trafficked Victims.
Wow. So that's one to put on the calendar for now,
definitely.
And we'll definitely need to have another chat as that date draws nearer. But for now, the spotlight on the 28th of March.
Yes.
It's a Saturday. It's just 2 weeks from now, just over 2 weeks from now. And a day that we want to see being really well supported and attended on the home front.
Yes.
Departing and
definitely
returning Contra Cafe will be the sort of the start and the end point. Keep your eyes on the Radio Life and Style social portals, the Instagram and Facebook. The details, the link, registration link will be up there.
Yes, exactly.
Are there any other social presences, tags, or pages that folks should be keeping an eye out for right now?
So we will be sharing all of that with you guys to put on to your website as well, our website, and on there you'll be able to read all about who we are, why we're doing what we're doing, and we'll keep that updated all the time.
fantastic. You're hearing it on Radio Life and Style. Lanes Motsouris, co-founder of the Robello Effect, and the group organizing this really special Ren Walk in Balito on the 28th of March. Keep your eyes on the socials. Keep your ears on Radio Life and Style. And we'll be keeping you up to date as that event draws closer to us. Lanes, thanks so much for giving us the story. More power to you and the Trey team.
Yes.
And
here's
to a successful event on
Thank
the cards.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
You heard it on your local station.